The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron. We come to you every week with a look at a mental health or related issue that involves caregiving and care recipients. Our co-hosts are with us as well. Carol Zernial holds a master's degree in social gerontology, 30 years experience in the field. She's the co-chair of the RAISE National Council on Caregiving and executive director of the WellMed Charitable Foundation. And Dr. Jamie Heisman is here as well. He serves as Chief Compassion Officer for WellMed Medical Management. Dr. Heisman is a leading authority on caregiver burnout, compassion fatigue, and related addictions, and we're delighted to have you with us as well. And Jamie, you've got a great topic for today, the rock and roll cruise.
You know, Ron, this is going to be a therapy session, I guess, because I'm going to be the patient of this entire listening audience, and of course, you two as co-facilitators, Carol and Ron. So as the patient, I deal with burnout just like anybody else, right? I'm a human being, not a human doing. Doesn't matter what letters I have after my name. Doesn't make me a Buddha. I have a neurological system. It gives them functional overload. I got fight, flight, freeze, and fawn response. The fawn is that people-pleasing codependency that you're just not real. And I have all of those things working inside of me. Why? Because I was a child once. I had complex post-traumatic stress. My parents had a lot of challenges. So I'm just like you, Ron. I'm just like Carol. I'm just like this audience. And by the way, the definition of compassion is always to say just like me. So I know every year I get burned out. Every year I take a rock and roll cruise. Why do I take a rock and roll cruise? Both as a therapist, because I work with a lot of those dramas and traumas I talk of. And yet I'm also doing it to emotionally regulate or to embrace my own neurological system. You see, burnout is when really the world starts converging on us. Every week we do this show, we talk about another caregiver issue, but caregiver burnout and taking your oxygen first is always the anthem, right? Putting all of our loved ones first and everything in life first and before we put ourselves is not the path. It's the path of burnout. So I have made a commitment about 10 years ago with a very close friend of mine that actually Carol Zernial knows to meet on this cruise, because I can count on in the month of February, usually towards the end, that I'm going to have 25 rock and roll groups that I love and adore because I believe music soothes the soul and hits me in my heart. And I'm going to be around 2,000 people, other rockers who are literally having a blast, who are rowing in the same direction, who are sitting and talking to me, having coffee or breakfast. And for those 4 days, I am practicing complex post-traumatic stress recovery, taking care of myself with my passion. Now, if you're a listener and you're a caregiver and your passion may be, I don't know, it could be Taylor Swift, it could be country, it could be crocheting, it could be ballet, it could be Pilates. Mine is rock and roll. So if you literally are taking care of your emotional regulation and doing it with healthy, safe people that meet you halfway, you're well on your way to your own recovery in your life and living in the moment and not in the anxiety of tomorrow.
So what do you do on that cruise?
Wouldn't you like to know? You know, we always say what happens on the high seas stays in the high seas. But listen, two things happen, actually. One is I listen to great rock. I'm really crazy about rock from the 80s, 90s, and 70s. And we had all of that. We had Collective Soul on there. We had Sammy Hagar with Van Halen. We had just a great time listening to rock music. So that's fantastic. We get to dance, let go. We're on the high seas. Beautiful weather, beautiful moon, and something higher power, a spiritual thing, higher power. All that's happening around me for 4 days when I can leave shore and leave all those issues behind. Then I meet my very close friend, Mike, and I find Mike to be just a wonderful, grounded guy. And I'm sure, Carol, you know Mike B. He is just the cat's meow. I love him. And so him and his wife and I have been close friends for many years. But Mike is a grounded guy. every year I get to be with my friend who meets me halfway, who understands me, who allows me to talk, and he bears witness to my suffering and my pain. He also bears witness to my happiness. So besides the emotional rock and roll show, Ron, and besides for all the cool people around, I get to, you know, be there with my buddy for 4 days, and we get to reconnect. And I think we heal our lives through healthy relationships, just like we get screwed up in dysfunctional relationships. So that's what this rock and roll cruise means to me, is me gratifying my nervous system with music, but also with a very, very close friend in Mike.
Well, you know, this sounds terrific. And it's probably the one of the first times I've heard rock and roll described as a healthy experience over the decades. But actually, in this case, I'm sure that it is. But if I translate that for the listeners, you know, we don't have to go on a cruise, which happens to be pretty fantastic because everything's taken care of and it's wonderful. But this could be what you talked about, connecting, bearing witness, sharing. It could be a friend for coffee, tea, soft drink, whatever. It could be you in the sunshine. It is being someplace that re-energizes you, calms you, fills you, and allows you to recover from the day-to-day grind of, in this case, caregiving.
See, Dr. Carroll, I knew you'd be my therapist. You are absolutely spot on right. You don't need a ship to do this. You know what you could do with this ad? We can do this under the purview of your fabulous charity, the WellMed Charitable Foundation. We can find this emotional regulator and being with people who know us, listen to us, and love us at a caregiver SOS. If we really do, when we come through that front door, realize, open our hearts, open our minds, and start slowly like detoxing from outside and being appreciative of the moment, being appreciative of your wonderful staff that run it, being appreciative of the groups that help us through solutions. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, I do the emotional, you know, regulator through rock and roll, but I also believe we can find oasis in the desert so many other places.
All right, now hold that thought. We'll come right back to you, but I want to let folks know who may have just joined us. You're listening to Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-hosts, Carol Zernial and Dr. Jamie Heisman. And Jamie, for the caregiver who is so overwhelmed, so on the edge, getting away for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours for a caregiver day out, can that do it?
No. Interesting that you ask that question, because even with our own employees at WellMed, I say if you can't really restore yourself and your soul over a weekend, you're probably in burnout. So your question is a good question, Ron. So I do think that you have to set your own plan as a caregiver, no matter what. I believe respite, and I'm sure Carol would agree with me because she actually knows much more as a gerontologist on this one than I do, who runs our charitable foundation. But I do believe you need to schedule this respite. I do believe you need to reach out to family members. I need to reach out to your clergy and ask for this respite. You need to plan and organize a routine of emotional regulation. Again, that could be breath work, that could be meditation, it could be Pilates or yoga. And you need to do that. And what Carol said was spot on. You need to do that with a healthy person. So I always say to caregivers, listen, develop a close friendship. Find that person that's not toxic. Find that person that meets you and understands you. And so, Ron, to your point, we need to be our own therapists, our own treatment planners. So we should schedule, we should reach out and know that we matter and we're worth it, and put as many of those moments and days and times and hours together.
Right. And I think the key for me in what you said is it's not going to happen by accident. This is deliberate. We as caregivers have to plan to take care of ourselves, because it's so easy to be overrun by the activities of caregiving and the care that we're providing. One of the caregivers we had recently here on SOS on Air was saying, provide more love and less care. And in that bucket, I would put provide more love for yourself, planning and setting that side of time, as well as that fun time with your loved one versus that time to take care of things.
It's a perfect way to stop this. We're flat out of time, Dr. Jamie. We thank you both for joining us on Take 10. Dr. Jamie Heisman and Carol Zernial, if we're going to be Take 10, it's got to be 10. We'll talk to you soon right here on Take 10.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.